something.
All right, we're going. Ready? We're going, yeah.
Sex with me, so amazing.
It's great.
Is that where? You gotta work, 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 work. Oh, this is snappy. Oh, Dad likes this groove. This is sexy jam. I feel like I'm at the pool now. You want some suntan lotion, baby?
Yeah. No, this is a... Sprite Vic submitted this song.
Okay, Sprite.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot, too. It's like a real, real song.
Man. Now, he made this himself. He didn't use a famous DJ's music and just remix it. Apparently, that happened last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But this is dope. I like this.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, being a DJ as well.
The DJ community is very tight, but there's a lot of, you know, imposters out there.
It's no Rihanna.
Sex with cheese, amazing. I don't want it.
Sex with me.
I'm going to Jack My Sunville this week. Florida.
Wow. We just got that now. Man, I feel like we lost out. That was good.
Jack My Sunville, Florida. I have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm being told they're moving extremely well.
Oh.
So get your tickets. Nah.
Jack My Sunville.
And,
jeez.
And, yeah, we'll have a good time, man. Who's coming with me? Pat House, my good friend Pat House from Philadelphia. He'll be there. May 20th and 21st only, two nights, Sewer Juice, New York, otherwise known as Syracuse. Then June 9th, 10th, and 11th, Urine, California.
Urine. That's a good one,
sometimes
too.
Known as Irvine.
Sperm Vine?
Yep. June 16th through the 18th.
Hey, that's my Smurf Day.
It is your Smurf Day.
I hope you cancel these shows.
I'm canceling, yeah, yeah. It's in Gashville, Tennessee.
Good one.
Sometimes known as Nashville. June 23rd through 25th, West Ballsack, New York.
Good work.
West Nutsack.
Nutsack, I think, is better than Ballsack.
Yeah, because Nyack, yeah. So West Nyack, New York.
Really important.
July 7 through 9. It's a Funny Bone, the new one in Cincinnati. It's actually Liberty Township. So
it was a new one.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Clit my panties. Ohio.
Because that other one wasn't really in Cincinnati. It was in Kentucky.
Yeah, Newport. Yeah. And this one isn't in proper Cincinnati, but
sure.
It's Liberty.
This is better than used to be.
Better than it used to be.
Anything's better than Newport, Kentucky. Right?
I also added shows just for people to know. July, I'm doing Mandiego.
Oh, Mandiego.
American Comedy Company. St. Louis is now on sale.
OMG, mommy.
And so is New Pork Titties. Caroline's July 8, 9, 10. And then the Trocadero Theater. It's way, way in the future. But fill her up, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It is November 19th. And I was told there are less than 80 tickets remaining for a November show.
That's exciting. Right before the mama days.
Yeah. What do you got, Jeans?
May 27th, May 28th at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. That's fancy San Diego, La Jolla. And then, you know, the Comedy Store here in Hollywood every Saturday, mostly Saturday nights, the 7:30 show. I love to do that early show. And I'm working on cities like Seattle, Portland, Denver, Mommyapolis, where else? Phoenix.
Chicago.
All these places.
You're working on
them now. Yeah. So my agent's doing that. He listens to this show.
He does?
Mike. Get
hey,
on
Mike.
That shit.
How you doing?
Mike at UTA.
Sprite Vic. Again, great song, man.
This is like a legit
yeah.
music song.
This is the shit, man.
Yeah. I can sing like this. I can sing just like Rihanna, and I can sing finish. I don't want it. Don't want it. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it.
Wow. All right, let's move it along. Jesus.
You don't like it?
No, it's good. I'm saying it's good.
Let me hear you sing it.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it.
You guys, if you haven't picked up Rihanna's new album, it's been playing in the Segura house all weekend.
It's a couple months old.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sex with me.
So amazing.
You have the musical taste of a 12-year-old girl.
Whatever.
Yeah. Rihanna.
I guarantee you. We talked about this, though. She didn't write those lyrics.
Of course. That was written by a fat old music
producer,
record guy. Yeah, yeah. The record label's like, you know what you should do? A song about how fucking you're so amazing.
The thing is, I've always wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
The second I saw you, I saw that thin, light chocolate frame, and I wanted to break it in half.
Exactly.
So you're going to sing a song about how great it is to fuck you.
Right. Because no woman is like, I'm going to write a song called Sex With Me Is So Amazing.
And then she just, is this what you wrote? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hit. Let's go. Is it on? Sex With Me So Amazing.
How much am I getting paid on this deal? Oh, okay. Yeah. It's amazing. Fucking me is amazing.
It's crazy.
No women don't say
And also,
that.
Like, Come it's on. Clunky where she's like, yeah, stay up off my Instagram. So temptation. It's because the guy's like, I look at your Instagram every day and I jerk off all over my house. Yeah, for sure. Course.
There's no rhyming in that Rihanna album.
No.
You gotta work. You gotta twerk.
Uno.
Is it?
Many weeks in a row.
Oh, wow. That is dog shit.
Yeah.
That is pure shit.
Really? You don't like that? I like it.
No. It's like 12-year-old girls listen to that shit in you and my husband, my 48-year-old husband, and 12-year-old girls.
Yeah. Nice sounds.
Dad, are we ready?
Dad is ready to go. Farts, are you ready to start the show?
I'm ready, Farts.
Let's do it. Let me get this here. By the way, a lot of people were asking, like, Tom, when are you going to get a mouse? Here it is. Couldn't get it to work. We got to get another one. So...
Well, dads don't always know how to use technology.
The thing is, I turned it on, and then the Bluetooth didn't
Where are
pick
your
it
glasses?
Up.
Where's your glasses on for the show,
where's
Dad?
Where's Bluetooth?
See, there
I
we go.
Came
there
and
you go.
I just not
there you go,
as
Dad.
Fast as it should be.
Dads never know how stuff works. They need help.
I know. All right. Let me see here.
Sex with me is so amazing.
I feel you. I know how you're feeling right now.
How much do you want to have sex with Rihanna? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I want to have sex with her bad.
Do you go to her Instagram like she says in the song?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Here we go. More bullshit.
You're not
Are you
ready
done
for
it, y'all
this?
Finish? Are
ready?
You done, y'all finish?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's start the show.
Hot 97.
And Pun was his hype man. And Pun would always want to use my cell phone. And I'm like, I got to call radio. I got to call retail. And we'd have like $60. Relatively, it was like $60 to eat with two fat niggas.
Per diem.
Yeah.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
So
if I were him, I wouldn't use those big words at that station.
Very casually, too.
He dropped it in there like he always
this
uses
is,
that.
You recognize
word.
Steve LaBelle here?
No.
He was on an episode of Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, was he talking like this?
Yeah.
He on was, that show?
Yeah. Remember, and she was like, okay, what is your deal?
I have to watch it a little more.
He's a manager. So he's worked with a lot of big hip hop acts. He's been around for, you know, probably 30 years, right?
And so he picks up the affectations of the rappers and whatnot.
Well, he's like a New York, you know, dude from
he's just a black guy from
that
from
era.
New York.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a
black guy with the wrong fucking skin tone.
Pun was his hype man. And Pun would always want to use my cell phone. And I'm like, I got to call radio. I got to call retail. And we'd have like $60. Relatively, it was like $60 to eat with two fat niggas.
Per diem.
Yeah.
And wait, who's in, he was interviewing doesn't sound like a black guy.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, they get into it, actually. You know, and the big words...
big words.
...are actually big this weekend because Larry Wilmore, the host of the Nightly Show on Comedy Central, he did the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you know, mm-hmm. Set where you go up and you basically light the, you know, the journalists
the
and sometimes the administration on fire. He crushed it. I mean, he was no holds barred, just lighting it up. And that room was not into it. They did not like his set.
One time I did a set at the Journalism Awards here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and I have never eaten shit harder. I mean, and this was like 2 or 3 years ago, so I've been doing stand-up for a minute.
Yeah.
And events like that are very difficult. I mean, they drop the dessert just as I was going on, but yeah. I would have eaten shit otherwise, because they're real nerds at this dinner, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, that's a room full of like real-world elites.
Yeah.
Like, not just
right.
the press.
Right.
But that's usually, there's senators, there's,
right.
you know, it's like hosting the Oscars. It's just like super... elite people who take themselves too seriously. Mm. And when you have someone like Wilmore who's digging into you, really, really lighting people up, they go, this is in poor taste because right. they don't feel like it's nice, you know?
Yeah.
And they get their feelings hurt. But he ended, let me see if I can pull this up, tie this all together. He ended...
Thank you, Mr. President. When I met Larry Wilmore earlier this month, he told me it's his dream come true to follow the president at the White House correspondent.
President, that doesn't make sense.
That's right, the very end here.
And now, to live in your time, Mr. President.
This is how he ended the set.
When a black man can lead the entire free world.
I love Obama. I like when they pan to the people that are black.
Yeah.
They always do that shit.
Words alone do me no justice. So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100. Yo, Barry, you did it, my nigga.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Why? He liked it. Obama laughed. It's
well,
cool.
Obviously. Well, there was backlash even from a lot of people, a lot of black people.
Oh, right.
They felt it was very disrespectful to say that to the president of the United
States. Sure.
Anyways, I'm white, but I didn't have a problem. But because I thought it was done with a lot of affection. I thought it wasn't.
Yeah.
I realize you're saying it to the president, but.
Right. But as with everything in comedy, I think the intent is really what counts.
Yeah, yeah. It's a black man saying it to another black man. And
he wasn't saying it the way that other guy.
Not
was,
like the way. Like, so let's go back to Steve.
Yeah, that's a different.
Yeah, it's totally different. Steve Lobel, if I'm saying his name.
Oh, I thought that guy was the guy, the bodyguard from. What,
then we found the kid, man. They made the record
Springer
50.
Show.
I feel like
Does
money.
Does he look like that guy, Steve Wilkos?
Steve Wilkos.
Looks a little bit yeah. like him, too.
Here we go.
Well, why do people stress? Look, if the president ain't sweating the N-bomb, then who cares? He's the one it only matters to.
I think the president took it that way, that this is coming from a place of affection.
Oh, and a comedian, too. He didn't hire...
Comedian. But whatever. People have the right to be...
Whatever.
But this is different.
This is a little different here.
So he's doing the interview here, and he just kind of keeps going.
Then we found the kid, man. They made the record with 50. I feel like money buzzing. So that's been in L.A. Getting niggas jewelry back, holding niggas down, discovering people, consulting people, helping people. No, it's real talk.
You see, so they laugh. They're like, okay.
I don't know how I'd feel, too, hearing him say that stuff.
Yeah, well,
I think I would be like, what? Wait, can we pause on this?
Yeah.
Because he keeps rolling. Too. Like, it's no big deal.
I just
drop N-bombs like it's normal.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, he's really getting into it.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Right.
So he... he continues, and I think they must have obviously at some point asked him, like, what is up with you doing this, you know?
Sure.
Why are you so...
Yeah, because you have to be part of the community, right?
Well, I think the thing is that he considers himself... It's a good point. I think he does consider himself part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he thinks that he's not.
But I don't think you're allowed really in until you meet a certain criterion, which is being black, right?
Well, that would be the thought of a lot of people, but not this guy.
They just know you as like... Little Stevie, right?
If you're a New York person, like, this is the problem. I live in L.A., right? And I'll meet girls, and they'll be like, why do you act like that? And why do you talk like that and dress like that? Like, you must have never been in New York then. Because the white boys are just like me.
Uh-huh.
And they got tats, and they fight, go to Rikers, and all that. I remember I told you this.
I don't know what, I mean, he's saying
he
like.
He could go to Rikers. Yeah. Give me a break. This fucking guy. I love when white people try to sweat the plight. Same way black people have it. Like, no, dude. No, bro. Trust me. You're still not.
And he
you're causing yourself problems at this point. You know
he's also
I mean?
Implying that white people from New York are like black people. They go to jail a lot. That's what he just
they
said.
Fight,
they fight, and they're up on Rikers Island. That's just what happens.
Yeah. No.
And then.
Not quite.
This is, it must be when he like defended his use of it. All right. So here he goes.
I walk into a room, be all white people. Russell Simmons said, "What's up, my nigga?" And they're like, "Russell, he's white." Like, yo, just so you know,
can't explain that to
nigga
people.
Doesn't mean a black person to me. A nigga's a slave.
Oh.
There's Mexican slaves, Jewish slaves, black slaves, white slaves. I grew up nigga. That's my nigga. In L.A., once a blood dude said to me, "Yo, you said that word," and I was around Suge at the time, and I was in the studio with outlaws and stuff, and it was a lot of guns, it was a lot of craziness. Because a lot of executives who are white, they don't want to be around the Hennessy, the guns, and the thugs, they don't be on the tall buses, they just want to come around to certain things and take the credit after the fact. And he's like, yo, you need to go to the bank, man, you owe me $15,000, I'm saying, nigga. I said, my nigga, you're going to kill me right now. Ain't no one extorting me.
White niggers.
So... Yeah.
Do you think there's a reason that the white executives don't come around when there's guns and Hennessy involved?
Like, I mean, he obviously wants to be there for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's not a white thing. Maybe it's just a thing.
Yeah.
The person who wants to stay alive doesn't hang out with Suge and those people.
No, Suge
just
is a
people.
Is a death sentence.
Yeah.
If you want to die, hang out with Suge Knight.
Right.
Even in prison.
Yeah.
I would be like, don't hang out with
Sorry,
that dude.
We're
Something
not gonna
bad's
be,
gonna
yeah, yeah, we're not going to be bros. Like,
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time.
This guy...
But I love when he's trying to convince them, like, I can use the word because...
Because Russell Simmons said it to me once.
Yeah, and I want to be...
Yeah.
Like,
and then,
want to
be what?
You know, a white...
Yeah.
Of big words.
Yeah. Yeah, very big, right?
It just kills me when, like, you're born a white guy, which is, like, top of the food chain in America.
Big words.
Yeah, motherfucker, like, you're at the top. Why? What are you doing?
Yeah, you have it pretty...
Yeah, you dumb prick. Just be a white guy, enjoy it, stop feeling guilty and weird about it. You won the cosmic lottery, asshole.
Yeah, you have the easiest position.
Yeah, and you're making life hard for you. Yeah.
Then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to come in... I like that that when he said that this...
Do him again. I like that.
Because he said that this, he's hanging out in that studio, and some gangbanger from out here was like, go to the bank and get me $15,000 for saying that word.
Right.
And then in his version of the story, he says it again to that guy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Like, so.
Yeah, I understand.
His version of a dude who just, a gang member who was just like, go to the bank and get me money, is that he told that guy, you're going to have to extort me.
Right.
But
I got to use the word.
But I'm going to say it again.
Be on the tall buses.
Sure.
They just want to come around to you owe me $15,000. I'm saying, nigga, I said, my nigga, you're going to kill
me. Right? So the guy just said, hey, man, you can't say that. Go get me money. And then I'm going to respond.
I'm saying, nigga, I said, my nigga, you're going to kill me right now. Ain't no one extorting me.
You didn't say that
to him. Steve Wilkos did not say that.
Steve Wilkos was with Jerry Springer every day.
Yeah, he would never. He was too busy guarding.
Such
what a psycho.
Ridiculous shit from that guy.
Y'all done.
But to further the point of Larry Wilmore,
what a dope.
I think most people I think were pretty okay with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, with him saying
it's a comedian. Like, whenever you hire a comedian to do a job, don't get offended.
Well, not
like,
just a comedian.
Don't fucking
but
do
I
it.
Think more than a comedian, it's a black man saying it to another black
man. Yeah, different, same strokes for everybody. That's
y'all finished or y'all done?
Yeah.
He sounds like he's going to cry.
He's really worked
And
up.
He's getting clowned so hard.
Yeah.
So
Put
hard.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, my God.
You can hear the tremble
off.
In the voice. Yeah.
Put some respect on my name.
He's going to cry.
It is my favorite thing of the last few months.
We've been saying this for the last week now and yeah, around the house.
It's great.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
We're done. the Hamiltones, man.
Y'all finished? Y'all done?
They're, what's it called? The acapella?
Barbershop?
Yeah,
quartet.
Yeah. These guys are on their tour bus.
Plus some respect.
And they just like improvise a song based on that interview. It's amazing. It's amazing. These guys just on.
Are they binary or non-binary?
These guys, I think, are binary. Yeah.
Ear just went out.
Yeah.
Yours too?
Yep. Yep. Huh. What's going on? We're good? We're back?
Okay. Well, these guys are binary.
These are binary.
I only listen to non-binary music.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if
well,
I can. Well,
this will be a challenge for you. Yeah.
Whoa, I want you to put it out. Put some respect on it. Listen. When you say my name, put some respect on it. I ain't playing with y'all. Put some respect on it. And I ain't gonna say it. And I ain't gonna say it no more. Listen, now I could have pulled up. Put some respect on it. But that ain't gay. Put some respect on it. I wanna look in your face. Put some respect on it. I ain't gonna say it. And I ain't gonna say it no more. Oh, are we finished? Put some respect on it. Or is we done? Put some respect on it. Oh, Tria, y'all. Put some respect on it. And I ain't gonna say it. And I ain't gonna say it no more.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
I mean, that deserves
Holy
a round of
shit.
Applause. That's so good. That's
wow.
unbelievable.
They were so good. That was so good.
I thought that was Hugh Moore for a second.
Yeah, right? It looks like him. I haven't seen that guy around.
I don't see
it's
him.
It's been a minute.
But he's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so good, man.
Wow. Put some respect on him.
Oh, man.
Put some respect on my name.
He's going to cry like a bitch. What do you think his week has been like?
Jesus Christ. I hope he gets wind of you saying it.
He doesn't care about it. Was he going to come in here now?
And I heard this white bitch didn't respect my name. Oh, white blonde bitch. Respect it.
He's going to roll in here with seven of his homies in your mom's house.
Came into your mom's house. Shit. I could have came up to the comedy store, but I thought I was gangster.
So oh, I'm no.
Your house, Christina Pleminski. Respect it.
All right. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, bird.
I didn't put respect on your name.
Respect it.
Respect.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, that guy got clowned pretty fucking hard.
Oof. Yeah.
He's still getting clowned. It's still happening.
Yeah, he's got clowned by us again.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Poor guy.
He'll be all right, believe me. He'll
you
be
think
okay.
so?
Yeah.
How do you recover from him? That's become like an internet.
He's worth $150 million.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's not going to.
He'll be chilling.
But why bother? I think that what gets me is that he bothered to come in to the radio show, and then he didn't
I think
talk
there's
about
also
him.
A level of what he did that even though there's no direct threat, yeah. there's a perceived threat, and then that's what he's come for. He knows that when he looked at when he was walking out of there, that those people were at least like Jesus.
Oh right.
Like and then you could tell even Charlamagne afterwards was like, you know what, I'm good.
Charlamagne.
I don't need any more. I don't need to interview him again. We're all good. Everything's good. It's a way to say like I'm not fucking with you. All right.
Right.
Like we're good, man.
Now Charlamagne, you mean the medieval king Charlamagne, right?
I meant the god that was sitting at the Breakfast Club.
Oh, okay. Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Not his unconquered right hand.
Different guy.
From the medieval Renaissance period.
South Carolina born guy.
Got you.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, that's so fucking jacked up, dude. It's been a great week. We got a lot of positive feedback on Tom and I discussing the shower that we took together.
Mm-hmm.
There's been multiple showers before and after now. But I was at the store and Red Band came up to me and was like, oh, what a great episode. He goes, but I have to ask you, are you serious when you say that Tom spreads his butt cheeks and puts it up against the water? And I'm like, yeah, no, that's a real move. And then my friend Eric texted me the same thing, like, wow, that is a bear marking his territory. It sounds like he's trying to dominate
spread
you.
The cheeks?
Yeah.
Hork?
Hork.
Which, by the way, so people know, that. I'm used to it being your word. I've never heard that before.
Right. No, it's not a real, it's hawking a loogie, and I know that. So don't fucking email me and tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
I say it's horking. It just sounds, that's a better word for me.
Horking.
That one makes me want to vomit. And snot, snot rockets.
Snot rockets.
That's really nice.
And they were in the beard.
In your beard.
And then I peed on you afterwards.
But that's so standard issue.
I thought that was what everybody in any relationship does.
Well, Brian, when his friend, whose name I can't remember, sorry, but she was saying that, is that true that he pees on you too? I go, yeah, man. Is it that crazy? And she's like, I've never been peeing on. I'm like, well, come over to my house. My husband.
Pee on you too, lady.
Yeah. I feel like that's standard issue in a relationship.
I thought that was. I thought that everybody does that.
Everyone. But actually, you're the first boyfriend that ever peed on me in the shower.
Well, sounds so, like you weren't dating fucking...
I wasn't dating savages, no.
You were dating some non-binary people before me.
Can I tell you that, but before I dated you, I was the man. Like, people thought I was gross. Like, all my boyfriends would have to tell me to stop picking my nose. Yeah. Stop farting and stop burping. Like my last boyfriend before you, zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance for it?
Towards the end, too, really fucking hated it. When I would burp and fart. Oh, when someone doesn't love you anymore and you're burping and farting, you think that shit goes over? No.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Yeah.
You're lucky I love you as much.
Yeah.
But but you set the bar so low for disgusting behavior.
Low or
high? Is it high? High that I never have to stress.
So I've trumped you on.
Yeah.
You think I'm grosser?
Are you really asking me that question?
Yeah, I know. I totally know.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Do you know how disgusting you are?
Not really. I just feel like it's normal, you know?
When we started dating, you had no soap in your shower.
I had shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you use that on...
Everywhere.
Just everything.
But you can use shampoo suds as soap.
Uh-huh.
Why can you not?
You can. Most people choose not to.
What am I going to do? Go to the store, buy soap too?
That's the idea.
It's fine.
Most people do.
Nah, it's fine.
Did you, when I asked you to buy soap in your shower, were you blown away? Or were you like, this bitch?
I was just like, I don't understand why you're not using all the shampoo I got. I got all the shampoo.
And the best part is too, like the cap was loose on that shampoo bottle. Yeah. So water would go into it and dilute it. So it was like,
but that
watery.
Means you can last longer. You get more shampoo out of it. More shampoo, more soap. I'm really going to get my ass waxed. I've been talking to you about
You're a savage. I know.
Or maybe lasered, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Because I don't do either to my junks.
Mm-hmm.
I would say go for laser. Why not? Why keep going back to get it waxed?
Yeah.
Like, just bite the bullet.
Just really had some breakthroughs, you know, thinking about how much more of my life I could get back if I didn't
Let's talk about
it. Asshole. Well, I just feel like there's just so much time spent, and people have told me, you know, they wax their asses and it's like one wipe, two wipes, they're done.
That's what my world is. Some now with the bidet, it's even less.
Yeah. Well, I sit there now. Oh, shit. Hit the bidet on.
You didn't hit the button. Nobody knows what segment this is.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's all warning. Confused. And
yeah.
Like, what's going on right now?
Next dog, brown dog.
Brown I love dog your dog. Smile. You look like Booger at the belching contest right now.
Yeah.
You're so proud of yourself.
I am.
So sorry. Let's go back to the topic.
So now I hit the water and I just let that spray sit there. But I'll let it spray for, you know, a minute.
I hear you. I know.
Yeah.
No, I literally hear you in the living room.
Yeah.
Because that turlet, I can hear what happens in there.
Yeah.
That's what a really neat blessing in all our homes is that I've always been in close proximity to where you shit.
Yeah.
So I can hear everything.
Can you hear the bedroom one?
No.
No.
Just that downstairs.
The downstairs one, yeah.
So I hear the water going for a long time.
Yeah.
And then you always come out and you go, whew. And then when I ignore you, you go, you're not going to ask me?
Yeah.
You're not going to ask me? And I go, how was your shit?
You say the same kind of thing to me, though. You'll be like, don't you want to know what happened? And you play coy. I'm like,
Oopsie.
Oopsie.
You were wearing your oopsies around the house, too, the other day with the nannies here.
Those fell down
Does
again.
She want to see your oopsies? I don't think so.
I don't think she wants to
your
see
your cock and balls.
She doesn't want to see any of that.
So I'm serious though. Do you really want to get your ass waxed? Are you being serious?
I'm being serious because I've been thinking about seriously how much time I spend, or like when I'm not home. Oh my God, I'm not home and I'm in like a public airport. God, it's a disaster, man.
It's just mud in there and it gets into the hair.
And you're smearing. When you wipe, you're smashing it into the hairs. That's how gross it is to have a hairy ass. What is the hair for? Why does it even grow there?
I don't know. Because women don't have hair. I mean, some, I don't.
Yeah.
It's not a need.
Yeah.
But for you, if you're a hunter and a gatherer, and you're out in the wilderness, you got to cover your asshole.
Why?
Like naked humans, I'm saying primitive man.
Oh, right.
Who was out hunting and gathering. Women don't need it because we're with the babies in the cave.
Yeah.
But you're out there with leopards chasing you. You could sit down on a rock and a snake could crawl right up your ass and lay eggs. This is probably to cover.
Okay.
This is a real explanation.
Yeah.
I'm offering you. I saw this on Nat Geo. Why does Tom Segura's asshole have hair on the next episode?
Well, I'm going to go reverse that stuff.
I think you should. So is your butthole hair like your beard? Because of that full?
The whole hair isn't so crazy. It's the inside the crack cheek hair, you know? Like the cheeks aren't that hairy, but it's like you spread the cheeks and
it's just
a forest.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Well, everyone's
like, is it
like,
pretty? Is it nice?
Not. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot in
That's
there.
The other thing I've heard that it really makes it, you know, a lot less hot.
Yeah.
I mean, not sexy hot. I know it's going to stay sexy.
Sure.
But temperature-wise.
Well, because when we did Nikki Glaser's show, Not Safe, and we're talking about pegging, and she's like, do you even put your finger up there? And I'm like,
so hot.
It's hot and steamy and hairy and scary.
It's a gross place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of diarrhea today. And
you really did.
The nice thing about diarrhea with that bidet is that you hit that water and you go with paper later, there's nothing left.
There's nothing there. I know. Because I had some loose ones too. I say I had like a five.
Yeah.
And the bidet cleans it right up.
Yeah.
Which one did you have? Was you a total seven?
I had about a 6.5. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
6.5.
It was pretty bad.
Huh.
It was pretty
That's
bad.
That's really loose
meat. Yeah. Loose meat sandwich all the way. Yeah. Yeah, it kind of made you sit there and go,
where's the cum?
You know?
Why? This, I don't understand how that hurts.
No, I just like playing that.
You got any cum in those balls?
Yeah.
Why am I? Why am I so low? I feel like I'm a child and you're an adult.
Well, you are. You need to grow up.
I gotta put
stop
this
being so
higher.
Gross.
You're so. You need to grow up.
You need to grow up.
I don't shut up. I grow you say, up. You and when I look at you, I throw up.
You just want to fuck me and then go to your mom's house.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
She sounds binary, though.
She does. I prefer them to be non-binary.
I only watch non-binary pornography. Anyway, yeah, a lot of positive feedback on the shower that we took together.
People were into it.
You and I took a little time together this week, and we went to the Getty Museum. Yeah. That was nice. To spend time with you like that, we never really get to do things like that.
I know it was thoroughly enjoyable. We just walked around the Getty. If you ever come to Los Angeles and you want, you know, cities have their leave their mark, right, with their cultural stamp of hey, we invest in making
like
this
arts
a destination. Yeah,
yeah.
And the Getty is really impressive. There's actually two Gettys in LA. The more prominent one is right off the 405, and it's a massive, multi-billion-dollar museum that has gardens and, you know, it's one of the world's great art museums.
Food.
It does have food if you want to eat while you're at the museum. I mean, the leading thing that they promote is their food, but it also has
wine, and you can get wine.
Yeah, you can get wine, coffee. You can get coffee, and you can go to the bathroom and then leave.
Which is what we pretty much
did. Or you can
did.
See their world-class art, sculptures, paintings. Just they have rotating works of art. They had a photography exhibit that we saw. A photography.
They have photographers.
And they have pictures there.
Pictures
that a photographer took. And they're framed and hanging on the walls.
How many people say photographer constantly? I hear it all the time.
I heard my sister when she was out here say especially.
Oh, Christ.
But really hit it hard. You know what I mean? Like especially.
Oh, I'm not.
Especially.
She says espresso too.
Yeah, she does.
I've heard
she
it.
She does. I just let it go. I'm like, okay.
Espresso.
Okay, Hitler. I just let it go.
She's a Hitler.
Yeah.
But I love the Getty. We saw Robert Mapplethorpe exhibit.
Explain.
Hey, Hitler.
Yeah.
Explain who that is.
So Mapplethorpe was a photographer famous in like the late 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. Took portraits of famous people, most notably like Patti Smith for the cover of Horses, which is a huge album. Mm-hmm. And then he took other types of photos.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was pretty binary. And,
totally binary.
And he was actually bi for a while.
Yes. Patti Smith is a woman. And then later he
decided, he was like, nah.
Yeah.
I like the other stuff more. And then he died of la sida. But but some of his photographs were provocative,
ooh,
you could say.
Yeah.
For instance, there was one where you walk into a room at the Getty and you see just kind of mid-torso down a man in a suit, but his fly is open and you won't believe what's hanging out of his fly. It's a massive, I would say semi-erect,
right,
black, uncircumcised cock. Everyone's just walking around salivating and you know trying to put their saliva back in their mouth. But there were some provocative photos, but you pointed out to me that his most controversial and provocative photos were not in the museum.
And I'm a little disappointed in the Getty that they didn't go
varsity. There.
Yeah. Yeah, they went JV squad.
Yeah.
Because I worked at a bookstore in the 90s when I was in college. And if you wanted to see Mapplethorpe's books, the book of work, you had to show ID that you were over 18 and it was behind the counter.
Yeah.
And you couldn't jerk off right there. You had to buy it and take it home.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, whatever this book is, I'm on board. Cause no one, the Anarchist Cookbook was behind the counter and a Mapplethorpe book. And those are my two favorite books when I worked at the bookstore in Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
And so Mapplethorpe, I don't know if you want to Google image search and just show the people. Okay. You can't show it
on YouTube's.
Google,
it's going to get flagged.
Google Mapplethorpe and just look at the treasures.
Yeah, Mapplethorpe.
Mapplethorpe. Yeah. Mapplethorpe.
Yeah.
Robert.
And you'll see some like naked people. You're like, that's it?
No.
It gets better. Yeah.
Keep digging.
Yeah.
keep going.
I've seen naked people. Maybe not like this, you haven't.
It's special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was disappointed that they didn't go full maple syrup on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what people want to see, right?
If you want to know where's the cum, it should have been at the maple syrup exhibit.
It really should have been, and they dropped the ball on that for sure.
But we saw also when we were standing, you have to take a tram to get to the Getty, and you park down below, and they take you up a hill.
Show me what.
That's really loud.
Show me what they fuck.
That's the Mapplethorpe exhibit.
Oh, sorry. That's the
thing. Come on. Yeah.
That should have been playing
yeah.
the audio part of the installation.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
As you walk
they
through
the
room.
They should have played
room. This.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck that cock.
Yeah, why didn't they do an audio component?
Yeah. That should be playing.
Give me that hole. Come on.
That's art.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, sir.
That's art.
Yeah, you know you wouldn't have that ass, don't you?
Go ahead.
So we were waiting in line to get on the tram, and we saw little 20-year-old girls. And it's funny because, it was a cold day in L.A. You needed to wear a sweater or a jacket. It was cold.
And people don't understand, I think, that live in other parts of the country that it does get, you know, brisk here on certain days. You know, it'll be... You might be used to it if you live in a really cold city, but it gets to the point where people wear jackets and
well, especially where we were in the mountains there.
Yeah.
The wind blows
and you know.
It's cold as fuck. But there's always young girls shivering in LA. Whores are always cold, no matter what.
Whores get cold because it's more important to them for you to know that they're whores.
That they're sexy.
Stay warm, yeah.
Yeah, and they're dressed like whores.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? At the Getty? You got to dress. But I guess maybe the Mapplethorpe exhibit, they went to go see dicks. But yeah.
I don't know. I don't think those girls were looking for those dicks. No.
What were they looking for?
I don't know, but they definitely were.
They're shivering. Little chickens in line.
I put in work to be a whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I tramp.
That's a universal truth, man. Whores are always cold.
Always cold.
Yeah.
Especially, I remember when I did Indianapolis, I did a Crackers in Broad Ripple once, winter. And it's then
that's a legit cold.
And it's in that bar area where all the kids are.
Yeah.
And just a stack of whores around the corner, all, and it's snowing outside.
Crazy.
It is not a joke.
You see it if you go Friday, Saturday out in any city, you'll always see those cold hookers walking around.
That and the heels. You got to wear your hooker heels, and you got to be cold and shivering.
Flights, airports.
Yeah.
You see chicks wearing like 8-inch stilettos.
Yeah, six
and you're
in
like,
the morning.
About to fly right? Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
The morning flight. I mean, you appreciate the effort. You're like, you're a hardworking hooker, but you know, you don't have to do this for a flight.
No.
You know? Get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable, bitch.
Yeah, and then the tight clothes, and you're like, you're wearing this to...
To sit.
Yeah. To sit uncomfortably on this flight.
So fucking weird.
And you land and it's still fucking early wherever we went. Like, you don't have to look like this till tonight, right?
Yeah.
I don't know,
unless
man.
She's sucking it at the airport, you know.
Suck at the airport. Giving a little suck at the airport. You know, it doesn't matter. We can't get away from it.
Hey, Hitler.
And it's obviously, you know, the show's gotten more popular. We know that. But it's taken on a life of its own. And places you don't even expect it to get picked up here is...
Is that Rick Ross?
Nope. But I did go to high school with him for
this
a year.
This guy?
Yeah. Yeah, for a year.
He's got a really full beard. I like that.
He does. He almost had that when he was in seventh grade.
No shit. Mm-hmm. One of those dudes, huh?
Yeah. His dad, famous baseball player.
No kidding.
And,
Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Fielder Hitler, hitless so far today. Fielder Hitler, 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 Hitler.
You like that?
Did Blue Man do that effect?
Hey, Hitler.
Oh, that was like it. Yeah. That was really funny.
Yep.
Hitler. Hey, Hitler.
Yep. So there you go, Prince Fielder.
Wow. I didn't know he was an anti-Semite, too.
Well, I think the announcer was making it clear what he was, you know?
Yeah.
Hitler, 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 Hitler.
Yeah. Yep. It's there, man. It's
That's
out there.
Good.
It's out there.
Another fun thing we saw at the Getty was the guy in line, too. We were waiting.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this not your favorite guy?
Yes.
Who's got the horseshoe balding pattern.
And it's all gray.
It's all gray.
Yeah.
He's a total dad.
Yeah.
50-something years old.
Still kind of trying to keep it cool. He was wearing his Chuck Taylors.
Right.
You know.
Faded light blue denim.
His light blue denim was on his dad jeans.
Did he have a belt on? A brown braided? I'm not sure.
He had an untucked button down, so you couldn't see his belt, I remember.
Okay.
And then, you know, he had his vision's not so good. He had his glasses like dads do. Yeah, I can't see this art. And then he, he had Sasha with him. She was at least 20, if not 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Way out of his league, looks-wise.
Way, yeah.
Just way out of his league. And you
but I'm
just,
sure they have a lot in common.
Well, that's the thing. When, you know, I've seen Carl with so many girls, and he's just, him and Sasha together, they're just, it's like, you know they're meant to be. You can't even tell that there's an age difference.
No.
Like, when you hang out with them, you go, I mean, they might as well be the same age, because he really comes alive when he's with her. And I've just never seen him so happy. And it's just fun to see him finally find the girl that's perfect for him.
So crazy, right?
It's fucking the weirdest.
Do you think he's not embarrassed? They should be embarrassed, but they're not. And you're like, oh, man.
No.
And
the embarrassed one, he's like, he probably walks like that.
But she was totally like.
She has a little bit of like,
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a venture capitalist and things kind of worked out. So it worked out with us too. So
Yeah. We should point out that they were like kissing and canoodling and doing
a lot of PDA. Yeah,
the whole like,
caressing.
I'm really into you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, what in the fuck?
And he was probably like, you like the Getty? And she was like, what's that?
Yeah.
And he was like,
what? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the other Getty is in Malibu. And it's not as well known. It's phenomenal. It was a private residence. It's this, what is it?
John Paul Getty?
What's that architectural style though?
Rococo?
Roman style?
I don't know. I've never been to that one in the Malibu.
Roman? It's a multi-million dollar thing, very impressive. And they have
Should I buy it for
a
you?
Lot. You could buy it for me and they have all the art there. You could buy the art for me too.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just take out a loan. I'll do that for you.
You probably take out like, I don't know, $500 million loan?
Do you think will you take your second wife to the Getty? When you get your Sasha, when you dump me, and then you upgrade to your 20-year-old,
I'll go. You like the gay? And she'll be like, yeah. Did he just do a song with Rihanna? I'm like, this is a different guy. She's like, I'll check him out, and then we'll go there. What's all this stuff? It's art.
Yeah.
Why? Because people make art. Ah, that's nice. Can I have that? That's pretty expensive. Can you buy it? I don't think it's for sale. Okay. Like that?
Can I have it, Daddy?
Daddy.
Have it, Daddy.
Daddy, I want it,
Daddy. Okay, Violet.
I'll get you whatever you want.
I can't. I'm so retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my dad's had a few of those.
Oh, my God. For sure.
That's probably why I notice it, because I'm like, oh, there's my dad.
That's definitely why you notice it.
And there goes his 20-year-old girlfriend.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
By the way,
here goes my dad.
Do you remember one of the biggest shows we've ever had was
Miami Fart Machine?
No, was where is it?
Crunchy right now.
It was foreign
accent syndrome.
Right.
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
3 years now.
So, and there was no. There's basically no indication of how things happened.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean.
So listen to, let's see if we can get.
For free you now.
For free you now.
It's free you now.
This,
hold on. Don't play it yet.
Don't play it? Okay.
Put my mommy phones on. Okay, go.
Okay.
Sex with me.
So amazing.
Desiree.
People are free to believe whatever they want, but, you know, I mean, clearly what I've been going through, I know it's not psychogenic, and it's not a hoax.
By now, you've probably noticed Jennings spoke with a foreign accent that she'd never had before.
I'm from Ohio. I should not be talking like this.
There's no way a flu shot can cause someone's accent to change. No. Absolutely way. Not.
One more.
She's claiming a flu shot.
Oh, horseshit.
Notice, when Inside Edition first approached Jennings in this parking lot, she seemed to be walking normally. But after their interview, she walked to her car sideways, saying it was dystonia. Lena Nguyen, KCAL 9 News.
Isn't that the best thing you've ever seen?
What in the fuck?
Walking sideways, and she's like, flu shot. A flu shot did this to me.
Wow. That was really good. That was really good.
I got my flu shot, and then I came out of it talking like this.
What a lying liar.
Fucking liar.
What a liar pants.
You lie, a little slut.
I think it is a little slut. You're such a fucking whore. I think it is. It is.
Why don't you put your fucking high heels on, slut?
She's wearing way too many clothes for that
man.
Season. Slut's got to wear...
Whore it up a little. Take off that jacket.
Show us your arms.
Oh, man.
Foreign accents.
Speaking of foreign accents.
How not to actually...
This is a reporter. As a master of accents, I really appreciate this. This reporter is interviewing some soccer hooligans after an Arsenal match.
I like soccer hooligans. They're so silly.
They're so fucking gangster with how much they love their
yeah.
They're soccer. Let's see what we can...
Hooligans.
See if you can...
Ruffians.
What these ruffians are up to. Here we go.
Arsenal fan TV, really disappointing today. Yet again, I mean...
I love this.
I'm saying it to everybody. It's just like, I've seen it over and over and over again. That sort of performance that I saw today where we've had nearly all the game. It's almost like it's just a training game.
And right.
Not taking shots on goal.
So that guy's normal, obviously.
Yeah.
But then...
I mean, it's so disappointing that we've come out of here with a draw.
It's the same thing, blood. Every week, blood. Every week, fam. Every week, blood.
Blood and fam?
I love it.
I didn't know that fam was international. I thought that was totally US thing.
Fam?
Yeah,
I'm not
fam.
I don't even know that.
Jesus, you're so white.
Fam?
Yeah.
What, as in family?
Yeah.
Fam.
Yeah. But no, but you hear it more here, I'm saying.
Never heard it here.
You've never heard that?
No.
Do you have any friends of color?
No.
Oh, I'm saying, fam.
Look at me.
The defense, blood. The defense is dead, blood. What's Paul doing, blood? He has no... what's he doing? He's a sideman, fam. He sits on the bench. He's doing nothing, blood. Do you understand what...
Yeah, no, I'm
so
with you.
Fired
You've
up.
Never heard that, really?
No, never. Fam?
Like, good to see you, fam. Nothing
never.
Like that?
Never. No. No.
You did your thing, fam. Nothing like that? I mean, I don't say it. It would sound absurd, but I've heard it a lot.
Mm.
People have said it to me.
Steve Wilkos probably says
Steve
that.
Steve Wilkos says it all the time. We're coming through, fam. You will be there? Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
Fergie had his number two involved in the team, blood.
Fag or fam?
Fergie.
What?
Fergie.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Fergie had his number two involved in the team, blood. What involvement has he got, blood? Are you seeing the defense, fam?
I love how interchangeable he is. He goes, blood, fam.
So
blood, fam.
Fired
fam,
up.
Blood. Blood, fam. Fam, 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 blood.
has he got, blood? Blood, do you see the goal? Blood, do you see the goal?
Blood.
Oh, yeah? He's like, do you know why he's a donor? I'll show you why he's a donor, yeah?
A donor?
2 minutes after that, oh, 2 minutes, yeah? After that, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know who he took out, but he took out a man in the same position, blood.
That's so British, too, to end a sentence with yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Blood.
Why don't we pick... Yeah. That affectation never got picked up here, that way of speaking.
I think I do it sometimes.
Well, yeah is essentially, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally yeah.
Yeah is...
Yeah.
Is, you know what I'm saying?
Hungarians do that, though. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
You say yeah?
In Peru, my cousins say mañas.
What's that mean?
That's the slang for... Do you follow me?
You feel me?
Yeah.
Mañas?
Mañas. Y luego va a llegar aquí, mañas.
Mañas.
Y cuando viene, tú le dices que nadie está acá aquí en la casa de mañas.
Well, they have a lisp, too.
No, is that mañas?
El teteo.
Mañas. Mañas. I just realized I do have a...
Oh, my God, Dad. Dad had a mouse this whole time?
Dad has a mouse for the other, but that's for this one. God damn it.
So, wait, Dad, can you use that for this one, too?
I mean,
the Mises?
Yeah, we should probably get another one, right? Yeah, yeah, they should each have
their Dad needs a mouse for every computer.
You know?
From where I was sitting, that looked to me like a terrible goalkeeping error.
Like you said, it was just like the first game of the season, blood. It's his near post, fam. You can't get beat at your near post, blood. You understand? Everything is...
And then he did, you understand?
You understand?
Blood, yeah, fam, you understand? Blood? Yeah, fam, you understand?
Yeah, but look how bummed this guy is. He can't even bring himself for words. He's so upset.
He's so bummed that he doesn't get to talk.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's like. I wonder if he'll ask me. He's like, the whole time he's like, will he ask me a question?
You think?
I think so, but then this guy also knows that this guy's great for TV.
Blood? I could listen to them talk all day.
Yeah.
I love this accent.
Right now, blood. You understand?
Blood.
A man just said David
Lee. It's a confidence thing.
Blood, like I said in my interview before, motivation, blood. The team is not motivated, blood. They're not doing nothing. Like, Walcott again. Walcott again. What's he doing, blood? Walcott again. What's Walcott doing, blood?
He's so funny.
What's he doing, blood? What's he doing?
Terrible.
He come up for 5 minutes, blood. What did he do, blood? What's the point, blood? What's this?
It's getting tagged from behind. He's so terrible.
What are they doing in the board, blood? He come up for 5 minutes, blood. What did he do, blood? What's the point, blood? What's this man doing, fam? What are they doing in the board, blood?
That's so
what
great.
Not motivated, blood. They're not doing nothing. Like, Walcott again. What's he doing, blood?
Terrible.
What's he doing?
Terrible.
What's he doing?
Where's that
He come up for 5 minutes, blood. What did he do, blood? What's the point, blood? What's this man doing, fam? What are they doing in the board, blood?
Jesus Christ.
This guy's amazed.
Yeah.
I love it. I love soccer hooligans.
Now, in case you're like, you know, I can't take it anymore. I just want to hear the best of what this guy's got. Well, we got that for you.
Oh, good.
Blood, blood, fam, blood, fam, blood, 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 fam, blood, 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 fam, blood, blood, yeah, 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 blood, 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 blood. You understand? Blood, 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 fam, blood, blood, fam, blood, 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 fam, blood, fam, blood, blood, fam, blood, fam, blood, 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 fam, blood, blood. It has to stop, fam. You understand? Blood, 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 blood.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
That was good.
Good work, Blue Band.
Really good job.
That's really good.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
so man. Soccer hooligans are like the British version of like our football
fanatics.
Lunatics.
They're fanatics.
That like paint their chests.
I think they're definitely crazier there.
They're crazy. They riot and they beat people up and they're assholes.
They tear shit up. Yeah, yeah.
But they're way more amusing to listen to than
this
our...
This dude's pretty... I mean, this guy's pretty much holding. He's animated. He's fired up about his team losing.
Blah, blah.
But there's definitely. I don't even know if he would constitute a hooligan. You know, hooligans over there really. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
You get big groups and they're like breaking shit.
Yeah.
Throwing Molotov cocktails and they're nuts, man.
Bill Hicks had a great bit about soccer hooligans. He was saying that they weren't like the biggest thing in England is. There was a waste bin was knocked over in Shaftesbury. So cute. I think it was, where are the hooligans, like their musicals.
Maybe after he did that bit, things changed.
Yeah, no, that was like in the, I don't know, 90s.
Yeah. You believe that dude died at like 34?
I know. That's crazy. And do you know that Hicks toured while he was dying?
Yeah.
And his last stuff he recorded, it was as he was dying. He told no one that he told very few people that he was dying of cancer.
Wow.
So crazy. Could you imagine doing, like, that's what you choose to do at the end of your life? I don't know.
I might still do stand-up.
Yeah, I mean, he also, you know, he's a single guy, and you know,
yeah, he didn't
what's he going to do, just sit at home?
Was he married? No, he had a woman, but I don't know if they were
married.
They weren't married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Yeah. I've looked it up. He wasn't married.
Oh, okay.
Is there a problem with that? I feel like you wish you could have married him.
Bill Hicks?
Yeah. You love his stuff.
Why would I marry Bill Hicks when I married a savage?
Who knows?
When I married a dirt devil, dirt dog.
He might have been a savage.
No.
No?
Bill Hicks?
He was kind of polite.
He was sweet. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I like you. I'm glad I married you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, did you? That was Bill Hicks's ghost.
It was.
We were just talking about him, and then our boards just fell. You see that? The ghost of Bill Hicks. Sorry. Came back to get us, guys. He's like, bitch.
He told you.
I love him.
You do love him.
I do love Bill Hicks. He was, I think, one of the greats.
Yeah.
He just said hello.
He did say hello. Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pretty great. Somebody sent me this. You know, there's nobody more, I don't know, who's left a bigger impact on me, I feel like, in my life. And how I try to live my life than Steven Seagal.
Everyone feels the same.
Most people feel the same way.
Everyone feels that way.
Here is the cup. Mr. Seagal. In this, I guess it was an interview with a French language media people. Uh-oh. So it starts off with a little tease here of his
Steven.
Donc je suppose aussi que vous êtes venu en voiture de patrouille.
Oui, en effet.
Alors sachez qu'on n'aime pas trop ce genre de publicité dans l'immeuble parce qu'on travaille à coup.
When they
We are
their face.
Super cool,
laugh.
Right?
So he's did like, they edit it like that? Oh my god, that made them. I'm gonna vomit. I'm gonna vomit. That was so gross.
That you've been in
I'm gonna
Paris,
throw up. I can't hear it again.
Playing,
more.
Giving a concert in Paris once.
Yeah, I think I've played here. Yeah.
Wait.
A long time ago.
Probably was a long time ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ago, yeah.
Okay. What are your relations with Hollywood today?
I mean, you know, I don't live in Hollywood now. I just.
Where do you live?
I live, you know, in Arizona and. You know, all over the place, so...
What?
What kind of an answer is
Wait,
that?
Where do you live, motherfucker? It's
Arizona,
simple.
Arizona, and, you know, all over the place.
He's a citizen of the world, Tom.
He is. He has that world passport.
He's a widow's peak of the world.
Him and Mos Def, they live where they live.
Yeah. They get a little summer.
I mean, I still have a relationship with Hollywood, I just don't live there.
I'm gonna throw up if I hear him doing that.
Why is it a place not really... healthy to live there.
Well, for me, it's not so good, you know. I rather live.
You know. Why did he go? He accented there.
Right. He picks
not
up.
So good, you know.
You know him.
From people in the quiet, you know.
You know. How'd you say?
C'est pas une bonne nouvelle, ça.
Do the actors on the set come back, come to you and ask?
I'm gonna throw up.
Twice, you know,
God,
because of
savage
long experience.
He's a savage.
Many of them do, and many of them don't.
What?
It's a great
many of them do, so many
that,
of them
is
don't.
That how people feel that way? Many do, many don't.
Many of them do.
Do you have your word to say about the crew, about the team, about the scripts?
Oh, Jesus.
Or are you only...
That's quiet.
You know?
No, in the movies I do, I have some say-so in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did they come...
What an asshole. Just answer the fucking question.
Something tells me he doesn't want to be there. I don't know what it is, but I think he doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to do press?
Ask for justice, and why did you accept?
Well, I don't know how they came, but they did come, and I accepted because I wanted to try something different.
Different of Lohmann?
Right, 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 right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ce qui est sûr, c'est que tu peux pas en dire autant.
Dans un truc comme ici, les habitants ont la langue bien pendue.
Would you like to come back and to be, you know, the master of your own project? Do you have, you know, the dream of...
You could tell she's really trying to.
She's trying. Like, she's so earnest.
Yeah, and like I have these really like thought out.
Yeah.
I really want to get to know your answer on this. I really try to construct this in a way that you can take it from there.
Of a movie that would be the movie of your life?
I would love to be able to come back and make more movies that are great movies.
Mm-hmm. You wrote it.
He's sick.
Huh?
He's sick. That's why he's miserable. He's taking his Theraflu and he's...
I know.
Oh, it's so miserable. I think we should watch all of his movies dubbed over in French.
Yeah, we should.
I feel like that makes it way better.
Oh, they're much better when you don't hear him actually speak. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started to watch a movie of his on Netflix. Remember? Fricks. I'm sorry. I mispronounce it all the time. We got... How far did we get? 10 minutes?
Oh, it was a new one. Yeah. Yeah.
It was really bad. It was shot somewhere in Bakersfield. But it was meant to look like Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was. It was shot in like Milwaukee. You could tell.
Yeah,
it's Midwest.
Yeah, clearly the trees.
Like Lake Michigan's right there, and he's just like, "It's so tough out here in Afghanistan."
Yeah, it's like
so ridiculous.
Hmm.
So it's been a minute, and it's definitely one of the most important segments we do on this show. Let's bring it to you right now with a new introductory song.
Wow.
Here we go. You like it?
Yeah.
It's a take on our original Dental Update music. It's called Floss Them Shits by B-Dub. You can hear like the influence of the original.
I like it. The ticker type thing. Do you have a dental update?
I have a couple. Yeah.
Great.
Personally, I'm really slacking on a couple things.
Yeah, let's talk.
My flossing's not been as good lately, and I really need to whiten again. I have my trays.
Dude, I tell you to whiten every time I see you smile. I go, look at those yellow buttery.
You're
Tic-tacs.
Such a jerk.
I tell you every fucking time I see you smile.
God, that's the meanest thing somebody could say to their spouse.
Yeah, I'm trying to help, babe.
You're the worst. So
look how white my teeth are.
How about tonight? Let's do it tonight.
Yeah, I'll all help right. you. Do we know where your trays are?
Yeah, I got them in the closet.
Yeah, you gotta do it, dude. Seriously, it's gonna burn like hell.
I know.
It hurts so bad.
I remember.
But you look so pretty.
All right. Hello, mommies. I am currently sitting in the parking lot of the dentist's office after my first visit in over 13 years.
Oh.
I lied to the dentist, told him it had been 5 years because I could not bring myself to admit to him
sure,
it had been
he knows.
Over a decade.
He knows.
After my visit, you were the first people I wanted to share this news with, much like my actual mother. I'm sure you are quite disappointed to hear that one of your own had ignored their oral health for so long, but good news, there is nothing to worry about. After 13 years, I am cavity free.
Wow, that's
never
huge.
Never had one in my life and didn't require anything beyond a standard cleaning. I'm not sure if I dodged a bullet and this will put me back on the right track to proper dental care or if I just reinforce my terrible behavior. Now that I know I can avoid the dentist for a third of my life and still be just fine. Mm. Only time will tell, although my dental care may fall behind, my genes will always stay high and tight. Word to your mom, Bridget.
That's a woman.
Yeah.
Bridget, here's what I'm going to say. You did dodge a bullet. I'm guessing you're young.
I think so.
But you can't do this stuff when you're older. That's the problem is when you get into your 40s and 50s.
I think she's in her 30s. But
yeah.
But yeah, as you get older, it will get more serious. And
yeah, don't.
I would consider myself just lucky on that one.
You have no cavities?
No, if I was her, I would.
Yeah.
You know. We got another one. Let's see. Hey, mommies, I finally went to the dentist for the first time in 10 years last week.
Guys.
Boy, was this embarrassing. After 26 years, I still have a baby tooth. The original adult tooth grew backwards into the palate of my mouth and was removed the last time I saw a dentist 10 years ago, along with my 5 wisdom teeth, and it's falling apart. Along with that, one of my showing teeth right up front is broken in half slantways.
That's what I had.
And 7 small cavities throughout the rest of my mouth. Oh. Holy shit, right? My dentist literally gave me a D+ grade. Oh. So the fillings are covered by insurance, but to get the crowns, it's like $900 tooth.
Ah, I'm
sorry. I can have the 2 teeth pulled and get what's called a flipper tooth.
Yeah.
Just in case you don't know what that is, it's basically a retainer.
Yeah, my cousin has
teeth attached to it. That's going to run me about $450.
Yeah.
I basically want to know, mommies, what should I do? What my mommies would do. Sorry. I know Christina has always said, put yourself in debt for your teethies. We are already paying an $8,000 hospital bill from 10 years ago. Mm. What do I do, Jeans Machine? How expensive is it to repair a crown? I need help. May the toots be strong with you, Vanessa.
I'll tell you, first of all, don't avoid fixing this. Crowns are expensive. Mm-hmm. Here's what you should do. If you can't afford it, if you can't open up a line of credit, ask for care credit. I believe it's a form of dental credit. Mm-hmm. Your dentist's office may have that.
Yeah.
Go to a dental school. Are you near a major city? I recommend we're near UCLA. Go to UCLA and go to a dental student. They can do it for a fraction of the cost, and the work will be overlooked by... Mm-hmm. Whatever, dentists and such. But don't go cheap. Don't get the flipper. It looks like shit. My cousin has a flipper tooth with a retainer.
Yeah.
I don't think she has it anymore.
Oh.
No, I didn't think she, I think she got replaced, but it looks like it
looks bad.
Doesn't belong there. So,
you know what I recommend too? I mean, if you're paying off that debt, you said you don't want to accrue all kinds of debt. One thing, and this doesn't work obviously for everybody depending on your situation, but a friend of mine did this one time. Is that this was before like...
Just sell a kidney, right?
Yeah, he sold a child. Before Obamacare and, all those mandatory insurance things. But this happened is that he lapsed a payment on his insurance, on his health insurance, lost it, and then was in a kind of a bind, obviously, for health care. And he went to doctor's offices with cash. And said, could I get, because those doctor's offices and dentists as well are used to, you know, maybe funneling some of the stuff through insurance, and they know they're only getting a percentage of the amount and all this stuff. So he just went and was like, if I pay you cash, can I get a discount? And he said yes across the board. People were doing it for a fraction of what they normally charge because he had cash money.
Oh, and I would say if you have dental insurance, why? I think if I've had it once before, and it's kind of a waste. And not only that, the dentist that did take insurance one time I went to, and they took my x-rays, and the guy goes, oh, you have like 12 cavities. Remember this?
Yeah.
And I go, that's horse shit. I don't believe you. I went to a dentist, didn't tell them I had insurance, and they took the same x-rays, and they go, you have no cavities.
That happened to me.
No, that was me.
No, that was me, babe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100% sure.
Are you sure?
100%.
No, it happened to me too.
No, it did happen to me, and I've told you the story.
No, it happened to me. I had dental insurance.
This is so weird.
No, it happened
to me.
Babe,
it happened to me when I worked.
Oh, my God.
My God.
It happened to me too then. Yes, it did. I went in Glendale.
And it's new that it happened to you. So here's when it happened to me, okay? It happened to me.
It happened to me too. I swear to God.
Right. Well, this is the first time I'm hearing. I've told you the story multiple times. I worked for the show Extreme Makeover as a logger.
Oh, my God.
They let us go to the dentist to get the Zoom whitening treatment.
Yes.
And when I was there, they x-rayed me, and the guy goes, oh, you have like 17 cavities. And I was like, what?
I
go, he's like, yeah, you know, we can take care of them all now. And I go, I think I'll take a rain check.
But did you have insurance at the time? And that's why he was milking you for dental insurance?
Yes. And so then I went to another dentist that was covered under that dental insurance, and he was like, you have no cavities, zero. And I was blown away by it. And then, even though you know that story, it happened to you also.
No, it did. It happened. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
I had dental insurance for the first time in my life when I worked at this company.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it was in Glendale. And the guy goes, oh, you got a lot of work to do. We got it. I swear.
I believe you.
And then I took it to my Hungarian guy, who doesn't exist anymore. He retired. Feher. Dr. Feher. He's gone. He's retired. We can say his name. And he goes, there's no way. This guy was totally scamming you. And then I canceled dental insurance altogether and just paid. So I would get a second opinion is what I'm trying to say.
On the cavities?
On the cavities and on the extent of the work that you need.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
A lot of times these scumbags see that you have insurance.
I don't know if
it's necessary. Scum fucks. And then they try to get their money from you. No, yeah. If it happened to both of us.
It can happen
to you. It happened.
Yes.
Was it when I was working in Burbank? We weren't dating then, were we?
When?
It
when
this happened to me? Before you and I were dating. This happened to me, the dental insurance one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a new story, but...
Oh, my God! Ask Eric. Eric, if you're listening to this, do you remember when this happened to me? Because
he'll be like, I remember when it happened to Tom.
You're the worst.
And then I remember... Oh, this happened to you, too? Okay.
God, you laugh like an old dad. I hate you the most.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, why do you have dental insurance? Unless it comes with your company, don't pay for that shit. There's no reason.
Hmm.
You're going to end up getting jacked even harder.
Jack this dick.
Go to a Russian dentist.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Russians will do the work a little bit cheaper, too.
But we don't know where she lives. We don't know
find some fucking Russians or Eastern blockers.
Find
a foreigner, and I mean that. Find a foreigner, offer them cash.
Yeah.
These cash white dentists, that's the problem, is that they do everything above board. You got to go to an immigrant to do shit the right way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go to Chinatown.
I didn't say that, but somewhere Eastern Bloc. I can't vouch for the Chinese. Do they have good teeth, Chinese people?
I don't know, but just kind of feels like...
Big words.
I didn't say
that. Sort of feels
But I know for a fact that my tribe will do your teeth pretty good. Russians, Eastern Bloc...
They do that
they
shit?
They won't fuck you.
Okay. All right.
Well, maybe the Russians.
Man, that was fucking good stuff.
I hate you so much.
Why do you hate me?
It happened to me, too.
I know it happened to you, too. I remember now.
You make me insane. And I canceled dental insurance right after.
Dude, yes.
I think this is when we first started dating.
You fucking spit.
Yeah. Go to somebody like that.
That's that neighbor. Yeah. That guy's rad.
Immigrant motherfucker.
Go to an immigrant motherfucker. They'll do you right. Obviously, car repairs. Don't ever go to a white mechanic. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Always.
Stay away from white people.
Immigrants.
Stay away. Right?
Eastern Bloc, Asians. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's if you're in LA. Remember when we went to get our Thai massages?
Yeah.
And they were like hookers after because you went to a different one.
What happened was we moved to a new neighborhood. And so we have to discover all kinds of new stuff again, right? New restaurants, everything you used to, that's only, you know, it's kind of fun, but it's also like bummed out if the place you used to go to you liked.
Yeah.
So we went to this Thai place together like a few weeks ago. And then we went again and we called on the way there to request the same people that we had the first time. Well, yours was available for you, but mine wasn't. So I go, okay, well, I'll try whoever's available. So we finish the massage. We go to the lobby, and the lady that had me the first time goes, oh. She goes, last time. I go, yeah, I asked for you. And she looked at the girl that just massaged, and she goes, yeah, he asked for me. And then she looked back at me, and she goes, so next time, you're me again. And I was like, oh, okay. And the other lady, you could tell that she was higher up on the chain because the lady that had just massaged me, put her head down and was like, totally cowered to her.
You just got involved in hooker wars, dude.
Yeah.
Thai hooker wars.
Thai,
well, hooker wars.
Massage hooker wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They totally, she had you as her guy and then you betrayed her.
Well, they see that. They see just, you know, I think it's a pride thing. Yeah. It's like that guy tips. So it's mine. Yeah.
They fucking fought over you once you left, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you going to go with next time we go back?
I think I would go. It's, you know, they're so different. Yeah. The first one massacres me, but I like that. I like.
How's the you know.
What?
The end.
I've never come harder.
Yeah.
But the other lady.
Petite hands. Very small fingers.
She's so ferocious, though. That first one really grinds.
It's like getting masturbated by a child, right? Just little,
oh my God,
little girl hands.
Just the thought of that, I'm fully erect. But the second lady was a little more, you know, loving.
You don't like that.
Well, it depends. I mean, I tend to feel like if I had to pick one all the time, I would go for the really aggressive.
You like to be hurt. You like to go, stop.
Yeah.
You like that. That gives you joy during a massage.
Well,
yeah.
It's not joy. It's just, I feel like the others, if it's less than that, I always feel like nothing's happening.
Yeah, you know? It has to hurt to feel like something's working.
It's got to be deep, yeah.
That's how I feel about toothpaste. If I don't feel the burn of Aquafresh.
It's exactly like toothpaste. Yes. It's exactly like toothpaste.
That's how you know it's working, because it burns your mouth.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. How do you like soft touches though, right?
I like puppy touches. Yeah. I'm like a little puppy. I don't want to be hurt. Life hurts. I don't need to be hurt.
Life hurts. I don't need to be hurt. Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Took it to a whole other place. Yes.
You know what I mean? I go to relax.
I do know what you mean.
I don't need her to beat me up.
Yeah.
You know, pummel me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like my lady. She's a little chunky. I got a little nervous when she got on top of me. I was like, oh, fuck, this bitch
got
is heavy.
Got on top of me. Why don't you explain yourself?
Well, the Thai massage, they like sit on you.
Yeah.
She sits on my butt bones.
They put their knees on you.
The knees and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got real nervous. I'm like, bitch, I just gave birth, like, you know, almost 5 months ago. My body is not aligned yet. My joints are still loose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
she was sandwich.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm gentle. I'm doing her accent.
No, I know. What did she say? No, seriously.
That's what she said.
That's how she did it.
She's gentle.
I gentle.
She is. She's tight.
And she is gentle.
And she gentle. And then she got on my ass, and I was like, oh, you know, I was nervous because she's real chunky.
You like that butt?
The butt bones. Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's good. I wish you'd do like an hour of just butt bones.
You could probably ask for it. That culture is all into just whatever you want.
And I like too that there's no modesty. Mm-hmm. It's not like a super uptight white place.
Yeah.
I'm like put these panties on. You're like, come on. Yeah. I just get naked, and she grazed my meow last time a little too. She
really?
Grazed it with her thumb. And you're like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to touch. You know, they go in their thumb.
Graze
like,
your meow.
Oh.
My meow. Yeah, yeah.
Does she graze your nuts?
The nuts, it is a lot. Like, I'll be really relaxed, and then I will get, because they're so aggressive, like, with me, that I go, I could really get a testicle hurt here, you know? It's not like a, ooh, it's like, ha! So it's like, that's usually when my eyes start to open, is I'm like,
Please don't
take one of my testicles with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They could. I bet they have.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, boss.
What?
You're barred.
I'm sorry, I grazed your bars. Is that what she says?
They don't say that shit.
They never say that. She doesn't know balls.
They don't know sorry. Yeah, there's no sorry, man.
No.
Immigrant motherfucker.
Yeah. They don't do that shit.
I'm sorry to be aggressive.
We should
bars.
Mention, by the way, speaking of bars, is that, well, first of all, we should mention that our Patreon is going to launch June 1st. June 1st, we will have Patreon, which is going to be an additional thing that the show does. Added content, added access, bonus episodes, bonus features, a whole bunch of stuff. June 1st, we'll get into the details more as we get closer, but we're building all that stuff right now. We're very excited about it. So it's basically you make a monthly donation of your choice, and you get all this extra content.
Yeah. So go to Patreon, create an account, get it ready.
Get it ready? Okay.
The people out there. Start getting ready.
Yeah.
Because it's coming, guys. We already have an episode we have an idea for to do for Patreons.
There's going
to
be a lot of episodes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're planning our first one already.
And then
More pressure. Yeah, the more pressure. That's not the Thai place. That's Chinese, right?
No, that was Thai.
More pressure.
Yeah, you like pressure. How's that pressure? They whisper it to you. How's that pressure? Yeah.
You like a medium pressure?
You like medium?
I like medium pressure.
You like medium pressure?
Also, fan.
Where did the fam. I was looking at the wrong thing. Is this I got it.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to AJ Hawk. I did the Hawk cast. It drops today.
It did come out today?
Yeah. So guys, check me out on AJ Hawk's podcast. Did you know that he's a huge mommy? I mean, you did know that, but people listening don't know that.
Yeah.
Huge mommy.
Yeah, he listens to the show.
Loves our show.
He loves podcasts.
loves podcasts, and he's a great podcaster. He's really good.
He's really good.
I was really surprised because you don't think that like a guy that's good at football is going to be good at talking, but he is.
At foosball?
Foosball. We talked a lot about football and, you know, the game stuff. I have a podcast called Charge It to the Game, right? I talk about football and sports.
I should mention that that my new football podcast, Charge It to the Game, is out. It's on iTunes and Stitcher.
Oh, what a coincidence. So is mine.
I know. Same as yours. Episode 2, now that if you're listening now, just came out as well.
Okay.
So 2 episodes up. The newest one, we talk about the draft. We talk about some NFL news. And we also have an interview, a conversation I had with Travis Johnson, who used to play for the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
The Texans. And he's a Florida State graduate player. And he went to high school right around the corner from here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, good for him.
So
yeah, I'm really excited about that. And also, That's Deep Bro. Check out That's Deep Bro podcast. I talk about Patti Smith this week and Mapplethorpe and identity. You know, people with non-binary issues, just the kind of issues you and I have.
Well, this is a very binary video. It has a father and I believe a daughter. And this is something we do every day here.
Yeah.
Change dye-dyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, Jesus.
You ready? You change your bum?
That's how I do it, too.
Change your bum.
Are you ready, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a disaster every time.
All right.
I can only imagine.
Pull that onesie up. You undo the straps.
God damn it, Tom. You know I can't fucking walk.
It's fine.
I can't.
It's fine.
He's going to barf.
No, he's not going to barf. He's not going to barf.
I can't. I can't. I can't even walk. Babe! I can hear it. Stop.
He's fine.
Dirty girl.
Dirty girl. He's really...
It does make
this
me gag.
This dude goes
sometimes.
Through this every time.
It's did he barf?
A little bit.
He should wear a mask.
Oh, man.
Dude, I felt like barfing.
Look
a few
at his
times.
Eyes. He's got tears in his eyes.
Wait, haven't you felt like barfing doing Ellis's?
A couple times,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I've dry heaved.
Sometimes, no, but I've dry heaved a number of times where I'm like,
it
yeah,
so bad.
And I feel like we're closer to him because he's on the changing table.
Yeah.
You're not that far
Stop.
Really from
I'm
him.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Sometimes he has really crazy dumps.
I know.
Sometimes you go like, oh, okay, it's a little there and doesn't even really, but sometimes they're massive and you really, it hits you.
Sometimes I have to just give him a bath right away.
Yeah.
I don't.
Apparently later, maybe later this year, you'll get logs, which are, you know, they smell, but I think it's going to be different.
Really?
Yeah.
Have a dye-dye?
Yeah, yeah. You see like little turds.
Is that easier to clean?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The slop is really.
His pig slop dumps?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And they're green.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gnarly.
Yeah, it looks like an animal shit.
Oh, this poor man.
Yeah.
Is it done? Are y'all done? Y'all finished?
You finished? Y'all done? Yeah. Let me see what else we got. See if I have something else
I don't
to show
you. I don't want to hear him barf, man.
Yeah. No. I think I got just one other thing to show you.
Y'all finished? Y'all done?
Y'all finished or y'all done? This
oh,
is...
What? Yeah, sorry. I just want to remind everybody, please use our Amazon banner to do your shopping. I didn't say it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Please, please, please.
It really does help the show.
Use your mom's house podcast.com. Go to the banner at the bottom of the homepage. Click on that. Do your shopping as you normally would. If you're buying diapers. Stop it!
No, it's a...
Motherfucker!
It's
I
a
can't
super
listen
cut.
To this shit.
It's
I don't a want cut. A super cut. You're the worst. I can still hear it.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
We're doing the show.
You're the worst. I'm turning it down so
really?
I don't even hear it.
You're turning mine down.
No, that's not yours.
Okay.
That's mine.
All right, we're
liar.
Done. We're done.
You're lying.
We're done. I just turned it off.
You're going to get it back so fucking hard.
We're
I'm
done.
Pull your beard.
Okay, we're done.
I'm going to teach Ellis to pull your beard and your butt hair.
We're done.
You're lying to me, and I know you.
No, we're not. I closed it.
Yeah,
I closed.
Right.
I did. I closed
How
it.
How do you know Blue Band? Blue Band's the one that helped you with this.
Very true. But but we're done now. He's the one that introduced it to me. Blame Blue Band. Blame him. I closed it, okay? I promise. You can grab your headphones.
Y'all
everything's
finished,
fine.
Finished, y'all done.
We're done. We're finished and we're done. Both. We're
I
both.
Don't trust you in the least.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
We're done.
Okay. You're fucking happy.
No, I'm not.
You're smiling.
I swear I'm done. I swear.
You're not done. You're smiling and you're sneaky.
I'm not. I promise you.
You're going to fucking get it. If I put my headphones on and there's some horrible thing in there.
I'm telling you. Look, I'll pull some.
You're going to have to take me to sushi tonight if I have to hear something horrible.
I promise. Look. Here's what I wanted to play for you next. Okay? It's a commercial.
If there's vomit, you're going to fucking get it.
There's no vomit.
I'm not going to touch your peener for a week.
There's definitely no vomit.
No penis touching. I mean it.
If
you fucking... I won't touch it. And I won't put it in my mouth for a year. Okay, I'm ready.
Put that clip in the trash. It's in the trash now.
Lies.
It is.
You want mouth touches on your peenie?
Yes.
Then don't ever play barf clips.
Okay, we're done with them forever.
Lies.
Check out the vocal fry from this lady.
This mushroom foraging knife is made by Redeker, a company that has been handcrafting brushes in Germany for over 75 years and is one of the last producers.
Do you guys understand how pronounced her vocal fry is? I mean, it's like... it's a deliberate... The more that I learn about vocal fry, the thing that stands out is that it is a deliberate action.
Yeah.
People are learning and then repeating a forced... vocal affectation.
It's because people
it's because of the Kardashians.
Nicole Richie and the Kardashians. Yes,
they talk like that. And then they end up talking like that themselves.
Yeah.
But it's not natural to be like they've been making these handcrafted artifacts. Knives and brushes. It's not how you talk.
But it usually does go with a girl who's talking like that.
A lot of girls do it.
That has been handcrafting brushes in Germany for over 75 years and is one of the last producers of handmade brushes. It is made from a sustainably sourced wood handle, a
stainless
blade, and a built-in pig bristle brush. Not only an ideal tool for foraging mushrooms, but also to clean them.
She looks a little non-binary.
Washing dirt away from mushrooms is better than rinsing them.
Who the fuck has time to do this to their mushrooms, though?
I always paint my mushrooms.
You get to paint your mushroom and then use a special carving to, like... Fuck off. Who's got time?
Oh, man.
Well, actually, I started studying karate.
I bet he paints his mushrooms. You paint your mushrooms, man? Yeah.
It's a metaphor, right?
It's great.
Yeah. Can I see what she does with these mushrooms, though?
Well,
I'm curious now. That's it?
Yeah. We just had the vocal fry. That's all.
I just paint my mushroom. Who has time to paint their mushrooms?
I paint my mushrooms.
You nut.
Every fucking day.
I wake up at 5 a.m. before the baby.
I salute the sun. And then I paint my mushrooms. So we have something that what's been in the jeans kind of machine here for a while. One of the all-time greats, I think, maybe it's got to be one of my favorite artists of all time. And that would be the great Rihanna, also the great Mozart. You know I'm a big Mozart.
Mozart, I think you mean.
Mozart and I are very, very tight. I play a lot of his songs. What's up?
Is there Mozart in that folder?
Let me check.
I don't trust you guys. Something smells fishy.
No, it's not fishy. I promise. It's not, but I have it okay. Saved. Thank you. Blue Ban, everybody. And maybe when you do Patreon, we can do a Blue Ban episode where we can introduce. Yeah. People are like, who's Blue Ban? Well, he's a fucking bird. Okay. Anyways.
He needs seeds.
He needs seeds.
And a new mirror for his cage. He likes to look at himself.
Did you know...
And perch. Birds are so silly.
Mozart was really into analingus.
I did. He wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have some of this stuff here, some of his lyrics and some of his songs. We've been dying to play it for you.
Lick my ass. Lick my ass. Yeah. Lick it.
That wasn't him, but that's just kind of the world that he's in. You understand what I'm saying? Are you know what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Lich mich im Arsch.
Let's see what that sounds.
Lick me in my ass.
Yeah. How great is that? 20,000 years ago, they were writing
20,000 years.
Songs about licking
ass. Not that long,
22,500 years ago. Here's the translation. Lick me in the ass. Let us be glad. Grumbling is in vain. Growling, droning is in vain. Is the true cross of the life. Thus let us be glad and merry. Pretty great, right?
That's great. Yeah, I've read about this before. It's the little ditty that he wrote.
He also was known to be very sexual in nature with his letter writing.
Yeah.
Here's a letter that he wrote to his cousin. Wouldn't you like to visit Herr Goldsmith again? But what for? Nothing. Just to inquire, I guess, about the spoonie-goonie fate. Nothing else, nothing else. Long live all those who... How does it go on? I now wish you a good night. Shit in your bed with all your might. Sleep with peace on your mind. And try to kiss your own behind.
I love it. Mozart would have really liked your mom's house, I think.
I think he would have been a big fan.
Yeah.
Tip the hat to you, sir.
Mom's art.
Yeah, so this is... one of the greatest musical minds ever.
Is into shitting and
but it wrote a beautiful song about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we could probably get a choir to sing this and not know what they're doing.
That's a really funny idea, actually.
Get them to sing it and at the end be like, here's what you sang.
I love it.
I love it, too.
It's neat to know that. And he was a bit of a perv. It's cool.
Yeah. He had a lot of apparently more than one song about the ass and ass eating.
Yep.
Lick my ass. Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
Very, very good. Very talented man, that mm-hmm. guy.
Lick my ass. Lick my ass. Yeah.
Another talented man right there.
Similar.
Maybe not with the music, but certainly a performer.
With the penis music.
Yeah. One of your favorites for sure.
I love Rocco. Rocco and I go way back.
So, anyways.
Had a great discussion with him.
We got to wrap this show up.
Hey, Sticks on Deck.
Sticks on Deck. We got a lot of that. Where was it? Oh, it was texted to you.
So, I got a rogue text message from, I got this new phone number about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And now I get random texts, random voicemails.
Yeah.
And someone just wrote, Sticks on Deck.
We mentioned that last week. And we got a lot of messages, some of them very insulting, saying, how could you not know that? And then, how could you not know that? And then 10 different versions of what they think it meant. A lot of people said, like, the Xanax is
Xanax,
ready.
That yeah, it's
I
Xanax.
Got the Xanax.
Right.
Then people said, dude, Sticks on Deck, there's guns. Like, there's guns here. I have guns for sale.
Okay.
You know? Then people said, Sticks on Deck said, a guy wrote, dude, obviously it's a photographer. Because sticks are tripods, so it's like we're ready to shoot. Sticks on Deck. They're ready to go.
Okay.
That was...
That's likely. Not very.
I don't know.
Just, no.
Look, so...
I think it's drugs.
So we had Xanax, guns, a tripod.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, no, it's money. But that's stacks.
Stacks.
Stacks are not sticks.
Yeah.
You had Sticks on Deck, right?
Sticks on Deck.
Yeah, so why would... Yeah.
I think it's
unless
drugs.
Unless it's a typo, and they're just like, oh, he's got all his money.
Here's why, because this phone number also gets tweeted. Text about gambling, too, from, I think, a similar number. So it's like, hey, there's action on blah, 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 or whatever. So it's drugs and it's gambling. And that makes sense because ATIS,
has a problem.
Has a problem. Atis was MIA, and his family was looking for him.
Rehab
he was in rehab. Yeah. His shrink was looking for him one time. Atis. Yeah.
So I got.
And he ran
away
from his family. Yeah, yeah. So he. I think it's Atis.
Hmm. Interesting.
I know. And Shanaz, with all her nursing jobs, she's not getting. And then the Persian person.
Yeah. The Persian person.
I forget what their name is. That's why I say person. They. I don't want to use the wrong pronoun.
Something June.
June.
Shana,
yeah.
Shana June. Shana June.
No, Shana.
Okay. All right. So this is, let's see. I got to look at my cheat sheet to
Mozart
know who this is.
Eats assholes.
Eat my asshole. This is by
my
Anthony Heath. Oh, my God. Anthony Heath?
Dad.
I know. I didn't think this was happening right now. But this is happening.
Happening.
Don't forget the bike shirt. Please go to TomSegura.com. People are loving the bike shirt. Please get that. Support your jeans. Anthony Heath here with the closing song. I'll let him set it up and take it away. Jeans, anything else you want to mention? Before we go,
listen to that Steep Row if you're listen to Charge It to the Game. Listen to that Steep Row.
Yes, please do. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, mommies.
Bye, mommies.
Bye, Gene.
Hey, Hitler. It's Anthony. My pod and I were talking earlier, and we noticed some more troubling pattern in the community. Although your mom's house community has come together to accept all poly and bi people, which I am both, there's been an outlying group that really is unrepresented and even chastised sometimes. I came out to my father at 15 as an acoustic singer-songwriter, and I just thought I should work on something to really bring the communities back together and end the rift. So